You're listening to The Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney with another edition of My Better Half. If all you know about menopause has come through hearing women of a certain age complain about hot flashes and memory lapses, you might not think this time of life is anything to celebrate. But millions of people around the world would beg to differ. That's how many audience members have cheered for an international sensation called Menopause the Musical. It was created and written by Jeannie Linders, the recipient of the Veteran Feminist Medal of Honor presented by Gloria Steinem. Now another musical picks up with the same characters 5 years later. It's called Menopause the Musical 2, Cruising Through the Change, and it's playing at the Criterion Theater in Medford on October 11th. My guests today are two of the actors currently on tour with the show, Terry Adams and Mary Louise Lee. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
So the basic premise of the sequel is that 5 years after their chance encounter in a department store at a lingerie sale, four female friends go on a cruise together. And the four original characters who return to this production are Earth Mother, Soap Star, Iowa Housewife, and Professional Woman. Terry, you're reprising your role as the Iowa Housewife. And since the show is partly about self-discovery, tell us a little bit about the journey your character goes on as she learns more about herself.
Yeah, she really has a great arc in both the original and the sequel. Like you said, it takes place 5 years later. So in this one, she's just lost her, well, it's been about 3 years since she's lost her beloved husband, Ronnie. And, if you've seen the first Menopause the Musical, she talks a lot about Ronnie. So now Ronnie has passed on and she's taken over his business. And so she has even a greater arc. She discovers, you know, that these friendships with these other women are really important, helping her move on. And she really, you really see her kind of find herself all over again in this different way. And the show really celebrates friendships going through the change in a really beautiful way.
Nice. And we'll get more into that a little bit later. Mary Louise, you're also back with the same character, I believe, the professional woman. What kind of development can we expect to see from that role over the course of this show and maybe even since the original music, like Terry spoke about?
You know, I think the first, with the first musical, it was more the professional woman. First of all, she's a strong woman who's built a company, really has everything in control, and she's finding herself that she's losing certain things going on in her life. In the first Menopause musical, she felt more of the hot flashes and everything. Now she's starting to lose her memory a little bit more, and just going through that horrible change of really trying to figure out what is going on with her life. And so she doesn't want to lose control, but she kind of feels like she is slowly losing it.
And what does the show have to say about aging gracefully as much as we can and with some humor?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of humor, 90 minutes of singing and dancing about the change. So, yeah, I think it just really celebrates, you know, we kind of poke fun at those things that we poke fun of ourselves about, you know, changes with our body, changes with hot flashes and night sweats and all of those things that you think about. But again, it also celebrates the fact that, you know, your friends really help you through these, I don't want to say later years. They're not really our later years. They're our middle years, we'll say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're dealing with things like grandchildren and, you know, where did I put my glasses? you know, those kinds of things that, will really ring true for our audience members. So we can laugh about those kind of day-to-day changes that take place and find the grace and the humor in those as well.
Right. From the more the lighter things that happen in the middle years to more serious losses, like those of
sure.
loved ones. And Terry, okay. also navigating these friendships, the women support each other through going back to dating as well, right?
That's right. I mentioned that Ronnie is dearly departed. And so the captain of our, you know, this one takes place on a cruise ship. So my girlfriends have decided that it's time for me to get back out there into the dating pool, which is a really terrifying prospect to this, this Iowa housewife character, and they discover that the captain of our cruise ship is the target of my affection. And so we have lots of hijinks on the high seas when it comes to that.
Right. Now, this musical, the original, had a really fun soundtrack. It was parodies of songs from the 1960s through the 80s, I think. And
that's right.
This sequel has additional book and lyrics by Karen Bishko, whose songs have been finalists for several theatrical awards, and a playwright and composer named Jeanette Hopkins, whose work has been produced extensively in musicals and film and television. So obviously, you, all four of you, you know, the two that we don't have with us today as well, you get to work with some really quality material here. And I was wondering, what are some of your favorite bits with the script or lyrics from this production? Mary Louise, let's start with you on that.
You know, I think all of the songs are really, really cool. because, as you know, they are parodies. We're really making fun of, you know, what we're going through while we sing these songs. But I really love all the songs, and I think these are really focusing more on like 80s, 90s era, and which of course I'm very familiar with and remember those songs, and we're just having a good time with it and bringing everybody else along with us for the ride.
So, oh yeah,
I'm just enjoying all of the songs. Yeah,
I love a good lyric parody. A quick reminder that my guests are two cast members of Menopause the Musical 2, Terry Adams and Mary Louise Lee. The show is presented by G4 Productions, whose shows have won over 50 Tony Awards, and it's playing for one night only at Medford's Criterion Theater on October 11th. It's directed by Seth Greenleaf, who produced 9 to 5 the Musical on Broadway with Dolly Parton. Terry, how about you? Are there any highlights from Karen or Jeanette's writing that especially stand out for you that just were a real kick to participating?
Yeah, it's nice, like you said, to have fresh perspective. We had our original show was written by a woman named Jeannie Linders, and this one, the two women that you noted, so we've got fresh, you know, parody lyrics. It's the same thing that you would recognize from the first show, parody lyrics, and as Mary Louise spoke to, you know, as our audience ages and we age, so must our lyrics. So these are a little bit fresher, a little bit newer, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s. Mary Louise, I was just telling her the other day, her song that she sings in the show is actually my favorite. She does a parody of Memory, the smash hit from Cats.
Sure.
And it's a funny, as you can imagine, singing about her loss of memory and the things that she forgets. And then we do, I don't know if you remember that Laura Branigan song. I think it's Laura Branigan that sang, "I Need a Hero," and we sing, "I Need a Vino." So just sloshing our wine glasses around. So
right.
It's all fun. And those hot flashes, we don't know if they're wine induced or, or menopause induced.
It's hard to tell at one point.
It's fun to find out. Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed you have a pretty heavyweight music supervisor too, that's been with you since the beginning, since 2004, back with the original Alan Plato.
Yes.
Plato. He was the conductor on the national tour of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and many others. So these credits give us sort of a glimpse into how well this show must be crafted.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got, you know, a company of actors. We've had, you know, people who have performed on Broadway and just lots of people who have done some wonderful regional work. So we have a good group of people from all across the country and coming together to make this show fun. We've got some people, including myself, who have been around since feels like the beginning of time with our first show. Actually started in 2001. The show was born, and I think I joined in 2006. I think Mary Louise started in Denver in 2005, if I'm not mistaken.
And Terry,
no,
you
know. That's correct. That's correct.
Mm. And Terry, you debuted in your hometown of Kansas City, was it?
In the Kansas City area, yes. In 2006, we did it there at a theater, a beloved theater that's now no longer, sadly, around, called the American Heartland Theater. We played there for 5 months. I think Mary Louise, their run went considerably longer. Didn't you guys play for a couple of years there?
I think I went for a couple of years in 2005 in Denver. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of us got started, you know, doing these sit-down productions in our hometowns, and then we kind of found our way to the G4 family, and mm-hmm. here we are 20-some-odd years later doing the sequel. So kind of grown up. When I first started, you know, I didn't even realize what menopause was. I was way too young. And,
right.
And now here we are, and I'm going, oh, right.
I think Terry and I talk about that all the time, about like now we actually can understand everything we're singing about, everything
right.
we're acting about. So,
yeah.
And actually feeling it in our
right.
in our choreography.
Yes. During the show, we feel it. So it's totally authentic.
Uh-huh. That, yes, there's a development in itself. Well, on that note, Terry, you were also a choreography supervisor on this production and the national tour dance captain. So what's involved
yes.
with being a tour dance captain?
I'm actually not the choreo supervisor for the sequel. Our wonderful Stacey Harris, who plays our soap star, is our choreography supervisor. I served as the choreo supervisor for the original Menopause the Musical.
Gotcha.
And I still do that on occasion. When that show goes out. So I love to do that. And now we've got a girl who's a woman who's a much more skilled dancer than I, thankfully. So she took over that position and did a great job. She
right.
taught our two new cast members wonderfully, and so we're just thrilled to have them.
Well, speaking of wearing different hats, we've got a couple minutes left, and Mary Louise, I wanted to ask you something. You're an award-winning actor, but you're also a vocalist and band leader who's had some pretty high-profile engagements. You've sung for U.S. troops in Asia and Central America. You performed at 3 Democratic National Conventions, and you were even a contestant on America's Got Talent. When I think about the different challenges of different art forms, sort of comparing strictly musical performances to more dramatic or comedic singing roles, I imagine there might be more pressure on your technical performance when you're just being a musician, but it might be more complicated to coordinate when you're singing and acting at the same time. I was wondering, how do the challenges feel different to you?
You know, actually, it's not that much different. I think it actually helps. When I'm on stage with my band and because of so many years of performing, I just take it to the stage, any stage that I'm on. And, you know, I always say I do my best work on stage. So if it's creating comedy, creating just acting silly or actually being serious and putting out the message for my audiences, I'm just my authentic self, and I try to be my authentic self. So I think that makes a difference. It doesn't make it any difficulty at all for me. I just love what I do. This isn't a job for me. This is not work for me. It's my passion. And so that's what I love doing, and I hope that it shows when I'm on stage.
Terry, same question to you. You're a 2-time featured soloist at the Kennedy Center, so you're no stranger to high-profile singing gigs. What's it like for you for switching between the two forms of entertainment?
I would have to agree with Mary Louise. I think, I think in some aspects you're right about the technical work. You know, it's a little bit different when you're maybe singing a cabaret type style like that, or if you're leading a band. But at the end of the day, you know, we're performers and we're there to hopefully entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get kind of swept away in the character and the music and the dancing. And so it's really kind of one and the same. Once you're on stage, you don't really much think so much about the technical aspects. That's what you work so hard in rehearsal, you know, with your castmates and your director and your music director, the choreographer, really putting all of those different technical aspects that everyone has crafted for you, putting that all together in the rehearsal space. And then once I get out there, I'm doing my job, which is to kind of meld all of that together. And so I really loved what Mary said about, you know, she loves what she does. She hopes that it shows. I think we all do. And one of the best compliments that we can receive, and we do sometimes, is, you know, they say, you guys really look like you're having a great time up there. You look like you're having so much fun. You know, that's one of the greatest
right.
things we can hear, because that's what really comes through to the women in the audience. They really
okay.
become kind of like the fifth girlfriend.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for taking time out of your busy tour to talk with me. And best of luck with the show. Can't wait to see it.
Thanks so much, Vanessa. We appreciate your time.
I'm Vanessa Finney for My Better Half on the Jefferson Exchange. My guests were Mary Louise Lee and Terry Adams, two of four actresses starring in a musical comedy coming to the Criterion Theater in Medford October 11th. It's called Menopause, the Musical 2, Cruising Through the Change. And that's it for today's Jefferson Exchange. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more.